From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is on assignment. After protests in Italy yesterday, President Bush received a warm reception from the people of Albania. As he neared the end of his eight-day European tour, Mr. Bush met with Albania's prime minister. They discussed the thorny issue of the future status of Kosovo. And Mr. Bush pledged continued support for Albania, a formerly communist country as it attempts to build a democracy. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the capital city of Tirana.
This is something that has never happened before in Albania. The playing of the Star-Spangled Banner as a sitting U.S. president pays a visit. Ceremonial cannon fire accompanied the music. Albania is one of the poorest nations in Europe, and it's still new to democracy. It's emerging from decades of rule by an oppressive dictator after World War II and from a period of domination by the Soviets. It held its first ever democratic election for president in 1992. This country is intensely pro-American. This week it renamed the street in front of the parliament after President Bush. It has also issued a series of postage stamps bearing his likeness. President Bush had no big public speech during this visit. The average person could at best hope for a glimpse of the motorcade. Thousands did line the streets and gather in the city square to mark the day. They waved American and Albanian flags. Some wore tall Uncle Sam-style top hats. 50-year-old Mujarram Elba was there.
For me personally and for Albanian people, U.S. state is a dream country. There is no question, U.S. is a dream country, right?
That sentiment was voiced by many in the crowd, and it was echoed by Prime Minister Salih Berisha at a joint news conference with the president. He spoke through an interpreter.
Today is a great day, historic for all Albanians. Among us is the greatest and most distinguished guest we had ever had in all times.
Prime Minister Berisha and President Bush talked about independence for neighboring Kosovo, where the population is mostly ethnic Albanian. Kosovo is technically still part of Serbia. It's lived under UN administration since NATO forces intervened in 1999 to stop Serbian repression. Now, President Bush is pushing for a United Nations process by which Kosovo would gain independence. And today, he voiced some frustration over the pace of things at the UN.
At some point in time, sooner rather than later, you got to say enough's enough. Kosovo's independent. And that's the position we've taken.
Among those who oppose Kosovo independence is Russia. Another topic today was Albania's bid to join the NATO alliance. Berisha said it's a priority. He said military reforms are underway and that they are working toward meeting all of NATO's requirements for admission. President Bush said he hopes to soon see the day when he can welcome Albania to NATO. One big reason for this trip was for the president to thank Albania for sending a few hundred troops to Iraq and Afghanistan. The prime minister told President Bush he could continue to count on whatever modest contribution his country can make in the fight against international terrorism. Don Gagne, NPR News in Tirana, Albania.